At WakeMed MyCare 365, we deliver convenience others only talk about every day of the year. Primary care and urgent care under one roof. Multiple locations, virtual visits, walk-in or schedule an appointment online. From annual physicals and routine care to sinus infection, strep, or the flu, we couldn't be more convenient. Learn more about our kind of care and our kind of convenience at wakemed.org.
Good morning. It's Chris on that station, 95.7. Really excited to have in the studio with me, inside Studio J, Jocelyn and Chris. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi. Thanks for having us.
Thank you for making the trip in. You guys have a show in Charlotte tonight, right?
Yes.
Yeah. We're playing Neighborhood Theater with the Mummies.
Cool.
So, yeah.
Well, I'm going to get the obvious question out of the way first. I got to think this is the one that you get asked the most and every time. And I'm certainly the most curious about it.
Okay.
You graduated from Harvard?
We yes. did, yes.
And got degrees in...
computer science for me.
Yeah.
English for me.
Mm-hmm.
And said, you know what?
Thanks, Mom and Dad, and we're going to go be rock and rollers now.
Yeah.
Music's more fun.
Right. And I'm guessing that the rock and roller thing was happening way before...
Yes,
you definitely. Were serious about your education, right? When did all that start?
So Chris and I mean, we're brother and sister, so we grew up playing together since... the very beginning.
Mm-hmm.
I started on piano lessons. Chris started on guitar lessons. We played like all sorts of local talent shows for like the Lions Club variety show fundraisers and
yeah.
that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Just to like get our feet wet with performing. And then, you know, we were playing a lot of covers. We started writing our own stuff in middle school. And just kind of like at the time, it was just this really fun thing. You know, we grew up in like a really small town, so.
Yeah, what were you writing about in middle school? I mean, because your experiences are pretty limited, right? So, I mean,
whatever we watched on USA.
I thought it was very serious, dramatic, artistic songwriting, but it turns out it was also middle school drama, which, I mean, who's to say?
Have you ever gone back and do you have those lyrics or those songs?
Yeah, we still play some of those
songs. Do you still play them?
Yeah, occasionally.
Oh, that's so awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty great. It's actually kind of like a weird like trip back in time. I'm like, man, I remember writing this. I was like really like, I'm proud of those lyrics.
It was
man.
An angry afternoon.
Yeah.
And, what part of the country are you guys from?
Upstate New York.
Okay. How upstate? Like Canada upstate?
Were
almost.
You
freezing pretty much dead center.
Almost.
Oh, okay.
So. Yeah.
All right.
Like near Albany, like an hour west of Albany.
So you're finishing high school. You have this option to go to college.
Yes.
Or make music, or you were still thinking we're going to do both?
That was, so we thought that we had the option to go to college or make music, and both of our parents are teachers, so education has always been really important in our family, and going to college was just always something we were going to do. So we kind of thought that, you know, music seemed like it was too fun to be a real job, so we didn't think that we could do that, so we decided that we were going to go to college, and actually... we played a show in the beer tent at a local fair.
It was supposed to be like one of our last shows ever with the band.
Uh-huh. With our high school band. And we met David, who is standing right here on my left. And he came up to us after the show and he asked my dad, like, what are these guys doing? And Dad said, oh, yeah, she just got into Harvard. So I guess they're not really doing music anymore. But David managed to convince us that you actually can do both. And so we decided to give it a shot. And music was actually, once we got to school, we decided that Harvard was always going to be there, and if we had a moment that like it looked like we needed to really embrace in our musical career, then we were ready to drop Harvard and go back later. But we made it through both, and
somehow,
and now we're just doing music full time.
Yeah, and you're on tour, going where? Everywhere?
We have been all over the place. Mm-hmm. So we didn't tour for 18 months, and then we were like, we got to make up for lost time. So we left in July. We went out to like. Where did we go? Like all the way out to like Wyoming, and we did like 20,000 miles of like just awesome. I mean, it's been so great to
it's
be back.
Been really awesome.
So 18 months, can't go on the road, and you're going out of your mind, I would assume.
Yes.
Yeah.
What did you do? Was it a time of inspiration and creativity, or was it depression? Did it go the other way?
Both.
Yeah.
I mean, I think like just having all this momentum, like, you know, Chris and I were working on the record that we thought we were going to release then, and now we're gearing up to release now because that's how much it's been delayed. But, you know, we had all this new music, and we had just been on the Today Show, and we were just, like, getting ready to, like, be on the road.
Yeah.
And then, pew, like, someone, like, pulled the plug on everything.
Right.
But we hunkered down. Like, we're really lucky to, you know, have a good support network. And we hunkered down with our parents, and we ended up, like, in this cabin in the woods with, like, my parents' pandemic puppy. And we just kind of, like, made
cats.
The most of it. We started live streaming, like, every day.
Yeah.
So we live streamed 7 days a week. And I think if we couldn't have done that, we would have gone absolutely insane. We only went a little insane. So.
Okay, so talk about the new album. So it sounds like this was actually produced a while ago.
Yes.
And you've been saying
it was almost produced to completion a while ago. And we're we're about done wrapping up the finishing touches on it now. But we are so, so excited. I feel like, I mean, this is not a very new thing to say. People say this about every album they release. But I feel actually like it's true for us in this album. It seems like the most, like, authentic representation of what we think of as our musical sound that we've ever made. It's really, I'm more proud of the songwriting than I've ever been of any of our songs. I'm more happy with the production. David over here is actually also our producer. So we work really, really closely with him. And I feel like it's just, everything seems like it's coming together. And this is just, this is definitely our golden egg thus far.
The golden egg. I like that. The album's called Favorite Ghosts. It's going to be 11 tracks. You already know one of them, Sugar and Spice.
Sugar and Spice, of course.
Yeah.
When's it due out?
Early 2022.
Okay, so next year.
Yeah.
Wow. Are you both happy?
We're happy. It feels like we were able to use the time a bit. You know, we got to, like, really live with these songs and really, like, just take stock of where they're at and make each one, I think, as good as it can be. So
it was. It was actually also one of the few silver linings of not being able to play live shows for a year. Or more than a year, is we have grown to become pretty close with a lot of really awesome musicians that are pretty much always touring. But last year they weren't. So we kind of, once things opened up and studios were able to function again, we were able to call up some of our musical buddies and be like, hey, like, what do you think? You want to, like, join us on this song? So we have some really, really cool guests. I know Byron Isaacs, who plays bass for the Lumineers, is going to be on a couple of the tracks. And
nice.
It should be really, really awesome.
Yeah. Jocelyn and Chris, thank you so much for coming by.
Thanks for having us.
At WakeMed MyCare 365, we deliver convenience others only talk about every day of the year. Primary care and urgent care under one roof. Multiple locations, virtual visits, walk-in or schedule an appointment online. From annual physicals and routine care to sinus infection, strep, or the flu, we couldn't be more convenient. Learn more about our kind of care and our kind of convenience at wakemed.org.